This show is brought to you by ERN. Find us online at ernlive.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. Now, we've talked about what we're going to do with our kids for the summer. Let's talk about what we're going to do with ourselves for the summer, because I know a lot of us feel a little rejuvenated by the change in the weather. We make kind of a more of a priority of ourselves in that, you know, we're eating a little healthier. We're making a little more time to exercise just because of the fact that, you know, it's warmer out and we become just more motivated to do these things when we're not freezing cold or, you know, dealing with the rain or anything like that. And other things that we tend to kind of feel motivated to do is change our situations if we're not happy with where we are, and especially when we're looking at our careers. You know, it's a really great time to assess the situation, see, you know, what we're thinking, if we're feeling like we're getting ahead the way that we want to be, if we feel like we're happy where we are. And, you know, some of us decide that we're going to jump into the job market in summertime. And you know, when we're deciding to do things like that, the best thing we can do is prepare ourselves properly and use the right kind of tools that are at our disposal. So here to talk to us about that subject today are working moms themselves, Susan Weil and Terry Ween, and they are co-CEOs of JobTrex. Thanks so much for being here with us.
Thank you for having us.
Now, let's talk about what it is that JobTrex does and why you created it. How did you first get together to launch your business?
Well, I'll start with how we got together to launch our business. So Terry and I go way back together. We actually have a long history starting with college, and it's been a terrific journey for the two of us to start as college friends and over time move it to business partners. We met at college at Wharton undergrad and were actually roommates post-college while we were both pursuing careers in finance. We've had, you know, a lot of parallel lives from that point on where we both had children around the same time and then stepped out of the workforce briefly around the same time to care for our young children. We were ready to return to the workforce several years later and attended jointly a career comeback program that Wharton was offering, thinking that we were going to go there and leave there as job search buddies, but instead, you know, left as entrepreneurs with a plan to start our first business, which was Weil & Ween, to help job seekers in transition. And then from there, have started our second business, JobTrex.
Now, I know that JobTrex is a career advisory firm. You're based in New York, and you've advised over 4,000 job seekers, and you provide services including professional leadership development, interview prep, executive coaching, writing and rewriting your resume. Now, Terry, how did the idea for JobTrex itself come about, and how does it work? How have you developed this to become what it is?
And JobTrex was actually born out of our career advisory business, Weil & Ween. And through the business, as you described, we provide a lot of different services to job seekers, one-on-one, helping them through all aspects of job search. We also do a lot of work directly for graduate business schools, helping them help their students and alumni in job search. And one of the big, loud pain points we kept hearing over time was most of our clients say to us that job search is so stressful and chaotic, and they really needed a roadmap of how to launch their job search using all the resources at their fingertips. As we all know, right, in today's world, there's so many resources, both online and old school. And so they were essentially looking for a how-to tech guide. So we went looking in the market. We checked out so many different products to see what we could use with our clients. We didn't see anything that was useful in the way that we thought as career advisors, so we decided to design it ourselves. So that's how JobTrex was born. We launched a tech business, and it's funny. It's a great lesson on how all careers should pivot. So now we run two businesses, a career advisory firm and a technology firm focused on job search.
Nice. Now, when we're talking about working moms, you know, what's the biggest conception that people have about job search, and what kind of advice do you have for working moms who are looking for new jobs?
I think the key is, you know, it can be very, very hard for working moms especially, but all people to juggle, you know, everything that they have on their plate. And starting a job search can feel overwhelming because not knowing how much time it's going to take, where to go, what the end game is. And so a couple of things that we always advise our clients is, you know, number one, start with thinking about, you know, where would you like to get to, you know, what type of companies you'd like to be working with, you know, starting by creating a target list. And then from there, trying to think about, you know, who might you know at those companies in order to learn more about the companies, to understand whether they have positions available, and then applying and networking and, you know, going through the whole process to ultimately achieve that goal of finding the job that you're looking for. But the daunting part is, how do you start from the beginning and create this whole plan and make time for it? And so we always recommend breaking it up into, you know, bite-sized chunks. So create a plan of, you know, what you might want to get done today or this week. You know, in 10 minutes today, I'm going to create a list of companies that I'm interested in. In 10 minutes tomorrow, I'm going to reach out to two people I know to help me. So really breaking it up into small chunks so that it feels less overwhelming.
That's a really smart way to manage it. I think that people struggle with that. Everything seems so daunting. It seems like so much. And so it never really gets off the ground because it's just nobody's got an hour to put aside for something. But when you break it up like that, it seems much more manageable. It seems much more doable. And you know, you need to take steps to get towards the goal. If you take a step every day, eventually you're going to get there. And I think that's a really wise way to look at it. That's great advice. Now, what about the moms who have stayed home and they're transitioning back into the workforce? How do they? I know a lot of women that I've met out out at our events and that I've spoken to through the show. They are really concerned about, okay, I took a lot of time off and I need to package myself and get back out there, and I don't know how to do that. What's the best advice you have for moms who have been home for a while and are trying to get back into the workforce?
We hear that question a lot, and we were in that position. We relaunched ourselves. I think it boils down to a few things. First thing is, start to walk the walk. So just by deciding that you're thinking about going back into the job market, start telling people. Start looking the part. So if you go to a soccer game and you're standing watching your kids play soccer, dress as if you're going to a meeting. I'm not saying a full business suit, but instead of going in your sweatpants, dress up a little bit. And if somebody says, what are you doing? You say, oh, as you may know, I'm returning to the job market. I was previously in PR, and I'm actually in the process of returning. All of a sudden, you'll feel like you're back in the job market, and it's messaging yourself to other people that you're looking and they may be able to help you.
You know, that's such a great piece of advice. I think that, you know, a lot of the times we feel as though, you know, when we're walking around in our sweatpants and all that, you're just mom and that's it. And, you know, that's the label that everybody else is seeing you, you know, with stuck on your forehead. And if you change that script and open up that conversation just by changing, you know, the way that you put yourself together, then you can open the door to possibly opportunities. That's a really great piece of advice. All right, we're going to be back with more right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio.
This show is presented in part by Subaru. Love. It's what makes Subaru a Subaru. We'll be right back.